It is time for us to check sports. And, of course, it's a big weekend for racing. Let's bring in Mike Kozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Before we get to racing, though, this World Series has turned into a pretty fun thing to watch.
Yeah, it should be over already. If Houston didn't blow that first game, it would have been over in five, just like I said. But they'll play one more game, and they'll win on tomorrow night in Houston. But it has been entertaining. But one thing I've noticed, there's a strike zone for 17 players in the lineup, and then there's a strike zone for Harper.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a couple of calls last night where the pitchers made tremendous pitches on first pitch counts, and they called them balls. It was unbelievable how they called those pitches balls. But Houston won.
And
a no-hitter.
Well, that's... To throw a five-pitcher no-hitter into this, and this is why it's been a fun World Series to watch. It's had a lot of different things in it. It's had a couple of blowouts. It's had a no-hitter. It's had a close game, which that catch saved the game.
And Mancini's play at first was huge, too.
Yeah, I mean, so it's been a fun series to watch. I give the Phillies a lot of credit. They're the first team to face Houston in a World Series. I think that's doing a great job.
Yeah, they're playing. It's a good series. It's a good series. Yesterday, Montero walked two guys, got the Philly rally going in the eighth inning. But in my opinion, I think that the Houston's pitching has just been much better than the Phillies. Phillies have hit some long balls, but as soon as you take the long balls out of the equation, they haven't done much.
Yeah.
They don't have sustained innings, and Astros have been getting that. That's the difference in the game, that and the pitching.
All right. Well, it's a big weekend for racing, right?
Yeah. We're going to start with a couple today. Out at Keeneland, today's the two-year-old Breeders' Cup races. Tomorrow, the bigger ones. The seventh race today, which post time's at 3:40. I'm going to go through them quick, just give you picks and just a little bit about some because there's a lot. In the seventh race, I like the seven-horse Chop Chop. Ran well on the dirt, first time on the turf, and the Alcibiades ran second. I think that race will sharpen him up, second race on the dirt. I sharpen her up. Wonder Wheel's going to go to the speed. That horse won the Alcibiades. There's other speed in this race to keep her more honest. I think Chop Chop gets a good trip and wins the Juvenile Filly. From there, we're going to go to the Juvenile Turf. Horse I like here is the 11 G Laurie, trained by Graham Motion. Last time out, had some traffic in the race up at Woodbine. Won her first time out on the turf at Colonial, won by six, very impressively. 12-1 morning line. I like that horse. The six horse, Be Your Best, horse coming from New York, ran second in a Miss Grillo for Horatio DePaz. Won two races up at Saratoga prior to that. Another good number, 8-1. So I like the 11-6 in the eighth race today at Keeneland. Then in the ninth race, which is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, a couple horses looking to maybe make it to the Derby next year. Cave Rock is an overwhelming favorite coming in from Bobby Baffert. This horse is going to the front and going as far as he can, as long as he can. I think there's a couple of horses in here that can push him, keep him honest, that he didn't see that kind of speed out in California. In my opinion, the California racing is very weak. Two horses I'm looking at. One is the four-horse Forte. This horse won over the track for Todd Pletcher, breeding the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland. So a race over the track is a very good thing, in this, in my opinion. And another long shot in here, another Pletcher horse, the eight-horse Lost Ark. This horse won his first two, then ran into Breeders' Futurity, had all kinds of problems early in that race at 6-1, wound up running sixth. He's a 20-1 morning line in this race today. Huge overlay. So in that race, the four Forte and the eight Lost Ark will be my two plays in that race. Going over to tomorrow's races, we're going to start in the third race. It's the Filly and Mare Sprint. One horse I like in that race is the pages got messed up on me. Two horses actually, the 11 Wicked Halo and the 13 Echo Zulu. Echo Zulu is the speed of the race from the outside. I expect her to go as far as she can, as long as she can, and I think the 11 Wicked Halo, trained by Asmussen, is going to get a great trip. This horse won the Grade Two Ravens run at Keeneland by four just a couple weeks ago. And this horse is sharp coming right back into this race. So an 11-13 in the Filly and Mare Sprint. From there, we're going to go to the... Let me flip my pages here. The Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. I think it's a two-horse race between the 7, Cody's Wish, and the 5, Gunite. The Filly and Mare Turf. Joe O'Brien has a real nice horse coming over from France, the four horse, Above the Curve. This horse, last three races on turf, were extremely good. I think this horse gets a real nice trip in this race. This is the sixth race tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And the 11 horse, the name of the horse is In Italian. The only question here is the distance for this horse. This horse is the speed of the speed in the race, goes as in front as far as she can. If this horse doesn't get a lot of pressure early, she could wire the field. So an 11-4 in the sixth race tomorrow. The seventh race, which is the Breeders' Cup Sprint, Jackie Warrior is going to be an overwhelming favorite in this race. I'm going to take a shot to beat him with the five horse, Aloha West. Going into the eighth race, which is the Breeders' Cup Mile, another horse shipping in for Charlie Appleby, who's been running real big for 2 years, shipping horses in. This horse won the Woodbine Mile, then went back to Ascot, ran second in the Queen Elizabeth, comes back for the Breeders' Cup. I think this horse has a tremendous shot to win, 7-2 morning line. And then a horse that's kind of sneaky under the radar is the six horse, Ivar, trained by Paolo Lobo. This horse ran second in the Turf Mile at Keeneland, kind of got hung up in the stretch. If this horse was clear, probably would have won that race at 5-1. 15-1 morning line tomorrow, must use in that race. Brings us to the Distaff, which is probably, in my opinion, the best race of the weekend. Three horses in here. The three-year-old Nest, who won the Belmont, won the Alabama, won the Beldame, ran second in the Belmont as a filly. This horse is just a tremendous animal. Can be any kind of horse. But you got the one horse, Malathot, who's 3-for-3 at Keeneland and on top of her game. And then you have the four horse, Clairiere, who's been laid off since August, but prior to that won the Ogden Phipps and the Shuvi. Three-horse race, definitely going to be the best horse of the weekend. One of those three are going to win. Which one? I don't know. It's going to be a real good race. And then going into the Breeders' Cup Classic, the talk all week and all month, all year, whatever you want to talk about, is Flight Line. I'm not sold. I don't care. This horse won by 20 lengths last time in the Pacific Classic at 30 cents on the dollar. Beat six horses. None of those horses ever ran in any kind of a real race. Just to show you, Happy Saver, who's in the Classic, is a 30-to-1 morning line, and that horse ran second to Flight Line, two back. A West Course horse, untested, only ran two turns once. You can keep him. Two horses I'm looking at in the Breeders' Cup Classic. One is the six, Epicenter. The horse won the Travers by five, came to hand that day, real good. Steve Asmussen locked him up in the barn, setting him up for this race. I think that horse runs big. And if you look at the past performances, there's only one horse in the race that's won over the track and won. That's the 7 Olympiad. So I'm going with the 6-7 Exacta Box in the Classic to upset Flight Line. If Flight Line wins, I won't cry because he's only going to pay 20 cents on the dollar. But if I beat him, I'm a hero.
All right.
Those are our races for the weekend.
Wow. You're going to be a busy guy.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there very early this morning.
All right. Hey, have a successful weekend.
Yeah, it'll be successful as long as the Astros win tomorrow night.
I think they will. They're going to cement their place as one of the top teams in baseball history.
Yeah, but it's been a good World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies are a team, oh, I don't know, what are they, 20 games behind in the standings this year behind the Astros? And they're giving them every bit of a hard time that they can.
Yeah,
so
it's been a fun series to watch. There's been a little bit of everything, like I said. I don't think any other team could have done this with them. None.
I don't think so. I mean, you're looking at somebody that just swept the Yankees in four straight.
Yeah.
Everybody expected the Phillies to go the same way, and it's not happening.
And they swept Seattle in three straight before the Yankees.
Yeah, they didn't lose a game until they got into the World Series and lost that first game, which they were winning 5-0.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good weekend, Mike.
You too, guys. Take care.
Mike Causey with a look at the racing. And right now we will head over to some sports of other sorts. And we might as well talk about the NFL. Last night, the Eagles improved to 8-0 as they downed the Texans 29-17. Now, coming up this weekend, the Chargers take on the Falcons. The Dolphins take on the Bears. Panthers take on the Bengals. The Packers against the Lions. And the Raiders against the Jaguars. You'll have the Colts against the Patriots, the Bills against the Jets at, of course, MetLife Stadium. The Vikings against the Commanders, Seahawks against the Cardinals, the Rams take on the Buccaneers, the Titans take on the Chiefs. So it looks like the Giants have their bye this week. Monday Night Football will be the Ravens against the Saints. That catch I was talking about that saved the game for Houston, well, kind of sounded like this.
Fly ball right center field. McCormick on the move. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Makes the grab. Tez McCormick.
I mean, the degree of difficulty, and it's a double or triple. But JT stays on the ball, and it looks like for a moment that's going to be trouble. Unbelievable play for the Astros defense.
A little bit of everything adds up to a World Series victory. All right, let's take a look at the NBA last night and see what we had, who we had playing, and if any of our local teams were playing yesterday. Yeah, no local teams, but coming up today, the Knicks take on the 76ers, the Nets take on the Wizards, and the Celtics take on the Bulls. All right, in the National Hockey League, the Rangers got spanked by the Bruins 5-2 last night. Islanders over the Blues 5-2 last night. Today, what do we have coming up today? Any of the local teams in action? No, it's a quiet day in the National Hockey League. So that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.